Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunny skies today with a high nearing 40 degrees. Clear skies overnight tonight with a low around 24. South winds between 5 and 10. More sunshine expected on Tuesday with our high nearing 53. Southwest winds increase between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Partly cloudy over Tuesday night with a low around 25. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 21 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. A 39-year-old woman was in critical condition Sunday after being shot outside of a party in Wichita and then hit by a car. Wichita police said the shooting was reported shortly after 2 a.m. Sunday in the 2200 block of East 12th Street. Officer Trevor Macy said in a statement that the woman was wounded once when multiple shots were fired. Then investigators believe she was hit by a car as people began to flee after the shooting. No arrests have been announced as of Sunday afternoon, and the victim was not immediately identified. Lyon County officials have declared a local emergency due to the spread of COVID-19. The local hospital, Newman Regional Health, located in Emporia, is currently using all of its local ventilators. The county commission declared an emergency so that two more ventilators could be ordered from the state. Commissioners will hold a special meeting today to review the county's public health order. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
It's a new year, so get a fresh start at Rusty Eck Ford. Regardless of your past credit history, don't let your past dictate your future. At Rusty Eck Ford, we have finance plans for everyone. Low credit scores? Not a problem. First-time buyers? We've got you covered. No money down? We can do that, too. Our finance specialists will work with you to get you into the right car at a payment you can afford. We work with dozens of lenders from around the country, and this gives us the power to help you get a fresh start. Don't wait. Rusty Eck Ford has one of the area's best selections of new and pre-owned vehicles. Plus, our special finance plans are tailored to your specific needs. Claim your fresh start today at Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com. Offers valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Offers expire months end.
Authorities are investigating the case of a fatal house fire in Butler County. Late Friday, the El Dorado Police and Fire Departments responded to the fire at a home in the 300 block of North Taylor in El Dorado. First responders learned there was an individual inside the home. Emergency personnel were able to retrieve this individual from the home and administered life-saving measures. Unfortunately, the individual did succumb to their injuries. One man is in custody after two people were injured during a bar fight in South Topeka early Saturday morning. Around 2:30 a.m. on Saturday, January 8th, the Topeka Police Department says an officer was flagged down by staff of the 45th Street Bar at 4601 Southwest Topeka Boulevard about a disturbance that happened inside. As the officer arrived, they saw various people running outside yelling shots fired. Topeka Police Department said they saw a security officer detaining a person at gunpoint outside of the parking lot. The suspect, later identified as William Kevon Elmore, 29 of Topeka, was booked into jail and remains in custody. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
You want your family to be given the best care, so why don't you do the same for your car care and take it down to Danes Automotive. From tire issues to oil changes and even transmission and engine replacements, Danes Automotive has you covered. Open from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday or head to their website to schedule a repair. So why not pay Danes Automotive a visit and treat your car the right way? Danes Automotive, located in Marysville and Waterville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Governor Pete Ricketts will unveil a state budget proposal much like the other frugal spending plans he has introduced over the years. But this time, he'll have an extra $1 billion from the federal government to spend and plenty of people who want to cut. The Republican governor says he's okay using the federal pandemic money on one-time expenses such as infrastructure and water projects. But he doesn't support a big bump in spending of state tax dollars. Nebraska's current two-year state budget is projected to grow by an average of 1.8% annually to around $9.78 billion by June of 2023. Police say officers found a man dead inside of a vehicle parked outside of a liquor store in southeastern Omaha Saturday night. Police say 30-year-old Curious Avant was found with a gunshot wound to the head near 30th and U Street shortly after 8 p.m. Saturday. Witnesses told police that two men were seen running north after the shooting, but police did not immediately announce any arrests in the shooting. This is Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week voted unanimously to proceed with work on the jail project at a site east of Marysville to the north of Subway and Cantiquet. The architect requested closing out previous work, which included design plans for expansion of the current jail facility at the current site. Commissioners will move forward extending a contract with AHRS as construction manager for the project. The architect was to meet last week with Sheriff Tim Ackerman to discuss the new location designation, with a timeline established allowing bids in May, which would allow concrete work this summer, with a goal of closing the structure in for continued work next winter. Disputed cattle guards in Waterville Township that were placed by Brett Parker had not been removed, and commissioners held firm they would be removed until such time as county policy regarding placement is complete. A $400,000 payment in lieu of taxes was received from NextEra Energy and will be designated to the 2022 Capital Improvement Fund. The annual payments will continue for a period of 10 years until the property goes on the tax rolls. Washington County Commissioners last week discussed a recommendation from the noxious weed director that the county reconsider selling farm chemicals. A state requirement of making noxious weed spray available for sale or providing vouchers. It was noted the county sales compete with private chemical vendors. The recent windstorm did more damage to a storage building north of the noxious weed and recycling facility. Permission was given to proceed exploring options for a new building that could be secured for storage. Nemahal County Commissioners held a special meeting Thursday approving year-end vouchers, considering reorganization options, and they briefly discussed pay increases for county employees for 2022. The Washington City Council is considering options for updating City Hall with repair to water damage needed, as well as other upgrades. A recent architectural quote estimated the cost of renovation at $572,000. Mayor Ryan Curran suggested, with that in mind, it may be worth consideration to sell the current City Hall and a new building established. This prompted discussion. The old City Hall site remains vacant and is in poor repair. After discussion, consensus was to work up plans and cost estimates for construction of a new building with the existing facade of the old City Hall used as a front. It was also suggested that a basement with elevator and public meeting room be included. The Art Deco finish of the Old City Hall building has architectural and historical significance, and council members seemed more inclined to put funding into work at that site, including partial new construction, as opposed to renovating the current city quarters. In other business, a 20-year lease purchase agreement was approved for purchase of replacement power plant engines, with roughly $1.5 million to be financed on the $2 million-plus project after insurance proceeds are considered. Winter homecoming activities were held Saturday at Marysville High School. Keela Spurgeon was crowned queen and Kai Martin king. Republic County schools at Belleville will be closed Monday, with quite a number of staff and students affected by the winter flu and cold bugs, as well as cases of COVID quarantine. Shirley Ann Shale, age 83, of Odell, passed away January 4th. Funeral service Monday at 1 at Our Savior Lutheran Church in Odell. Burial in the Odell Cemetery. Vance Curtis Funeral Home of Odell in charge of arrangements or Shirley Shale. Gordon Johnson, age 96, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral arrangements pending with Kinsley Mortuary in charge for Gordon Johnson. Byron L. Lewis, age 65, of Axtell, passed away January 6th. Private burial was held at the Beatty Union Cemetery with Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Byron Lewis. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken bacon pasta, breadstick, salad, and tropical fruit. Tomorrow, lasagna, garlic bread, mixed salad, peaches, and cake. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. As we head into the start of our work week, our temperatures will start to gradually warm up. Today, we can expect to see highs in the lower teens and lower 30s throughout Iowa, the lower 30s and upper 40s throughout Nebraska, the upper 30s and mid-50s throughout Kansas, and the mid-20s through upper 40s throughout Missouri. Conditions will remain fairly dry with lots of sunshine throughout the majority of this week. Tonight, we can expect to see lows ranging in the single digits and lower 20s throughout Iowa, staying fairly mild throughout the rest of the region with lows ranging in the upper teens and mid-20s throughout Nebraska, the lower 20s and upper 20s throughout Kansas, and the lower teens to mid-20s throughout Missouri. As an upper-level ridge starts to make its way over the Midwest on Tuesday, our temperatures will continue to rise throughout the end of the work week. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-January 39. Record high on this date, 73. The average low, 19. The record low, 15 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:46. Sunset this evening at 5:23. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 10th of January. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Smith Auto values our patrons and pledges to provide the same high standards of service in the future. Because of the valued customers, the business will continue to grow strong and vibrant. From your friends at Smith Auto in Pawnee City, we offer quality used auto parts, body repairs, glass installations, and we buy scrap iron.
Several nail biters to close out week 18 of the NFL and the return of Klay Thompson. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on Sports. With their season on the line, the Raiders' playoff fate came down to the leg of their reliable kicker in a win or go home game against the Chargers.
47 yarder.
The call on KRLV, Daniel Carlson's 47-yard field goal as time expired, helped Las Vegas eliminate Los Angeles with a 35-32 win in overtime. The Raiders will head to Cincinnati to take on the Bengals next Saturday in the AFC wildcard game. After spotting the Rams an early 17-point lead, the 49ers clawed their way back before it was too late.
Garoppolo back, Garoppolo time, throws caught by Juwan Jennings, touchdown!
On KNBR, Juwan Jennings' TD catch late in the fourth would force overtime, where Robbie Good-as-Gold's 24-yard field goal sealed San Fran's playoff spot with a 27-24 win. NBA, after missing the last 2.5 years to a torn ACL and a torn Achilles, it did not take long for Warriors all-star Klay Thompson to work his way back onto the scoring sheet.
Here's Klay Thompson with the catch down the lane, floats it up. It's good! There it is!
On KGMZ, Thompson got the scoring going for Golden State with that running layup just 40 seconds in en route to a 17-point night in his return. The Warriors topped the Cavaliers 96-82. Back to the NFL, the road to the Super Bowl in the AFC will run through the Music City.
Here they come. Tannehill firing, complete, Brown, 10, 5, end zone. Touchdown, Titans!
On the Titans radio network, Ryan Tannehill threw for 287 yards and four TDs, three in the second quarter. Tennessee hung on for a 28-25 win, locking up the number one seed in the AFC, a first-round bye, and home field advantage throughout the playoffs. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening following sports at around 5:20 as we visit with area high school girls and boys basketball coaches from Diller O'Dell and Southern Monday, Axtell and Centralia Tuesday, Lynn and Hanover on Wednesday, Frankfort and Valley Heights on Thursday, and Washington County and Marysville on Friday. Plus live broadcast home and away Marysville High games on AM 1570 FM 94.1 with area games live on KNDY FM 95.5.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The value of U.S. beef exports set another record in November, topping $1 billion for the second time in 2021. USDA data compiled by the U.S. Meat Exports Federation says November pork exports were lower than the previous year, but year-to-date export values maintained a record value pace. November beef exports totaled over 123,600 metric tons, up 7% from 2020, and the fourth largest monthly volume in the post-BSE era. The value, $1.05 billion, 49% higher year-over-year. Now, year-to-date exports through November were on a record volume pace at 1.32 million metric tons. Pork exports over 237,500 metric tons. Now, that's down 8% from last year, 6% reduction from the value at $658 million. Through November, pork export volume fell slightly below the record pace of 2020 at 2.71 million metric tons. The value of pork exports through November reached $7.5 billion, nearing the annual record of $7.71 billion set in 2020. Brazilian soybean crop estimates dropped sharply last week because of weather concerns. A mix of conditions that are too dry in some areas and too wet in others means the Brazil crop will no longer be a record setter. The crop should come in at around 133.4 million metric tons, down from the previous forecast, 144.7 million metric tons. Rio Grande do Sul, the third largest bean producer in Brazil, recently saw 9 out of the 10 hottest temperatures in the country during the previous week. The top temperature was at 102.2 degrees, about 15% of the soybeans blooming, going into that key development period in January and February. In Parana, the second largest producing state of the country, only half of the crop is in pod fielding, and big losses are ahead. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the kickoff of 2022 has kicked off in kind of a unique way as the new fiscal year is off to a bit of a blistering start when it comes to U.S. agricultural export sales. Gary Crawford with the U.S. Department of Agriculture sat down with USDA economist Bart Kenner to talk about the latest export numbers.
With the magic of radio, there are lots of ways to show just how the new fiscal year, the trade year that started in October, has begun for U.S. ag exports. There's the faster than a speeding bullet example, or the horse race example. Or how about just saying it?
Two consecutive months of record-setting exports to start off this fiscal year.
Agriculture Department economist and trade tracker Bart Kenner. Now, he's not talking about record exports just for any November, but
records for any month.
Any month ever. The latest complete trade numbers are for November, so we have the figures for the first 2 months of the fiscal year, and already
we've got $36 billion in exports.
$17.5 billion October, $18.5 in November. To meet the USDA's FY22 forecast of $177.5 million, we'd need to average only about $14 billion a month for the rest of the year. We're certainly well on the way, starting this year with, yes, a bang. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Here in the state of Kansas, kicking off 2022 with Kansas State University, as they're set to host their 2022 Swine Profitability Conference. That's set for Tuesday, February 8th at the Stanley Stout Center in Manhattan. As those that are looking to participate in the conference, you could see individuals like Joe Kearns, with CEO and founder of Partners for Production Agriculture, who's set to address the U.S. global meat and pork outlook. Tim Schwartz and Anna Lerner with Schwartz Farm Incorporated, who's set to discuss entering the pork industry and their family family's business, along with other speakers. Pre-registration is $25 per participant and due by January 28th. You can also purchase tickets at the door for $50 and more information online at ksuswine.org.
Good morning, Dennis Henricks from Beatrice 77 Livestock on a Monday morning. Hey, it's going to be a great day, great week, and the cattle market's still hanging in there. Probably not unexpected to see a $2 drop after the big purchase the first part of the year. 138 to 40 in the cash money and 220 on the carcass. Well, it's a Monday with a 9:30 start. We'll be back on Thursday with our bred cow, bred heifer, cow-calf family sale. 433 bred heifers, 295 bred cows, 8 families with September calves. Folks, that's Thursday morning. We start at 11 a.m. Beatrice, Nebraska. Here today, 9:30 start at 12 noon. We'll certainly get into the hay, and we do have a lot of hay. In the square bale, 69, alfalfa, 247 on the prairie, 102 on the brome, 24 rye. In the straw department, 238. Excuse me. In the round alfalfa, we've got a lot. 12, second cut, 12, and second cut again, 10, second cut. There's 10, third cut. There's 11, fourth cut. Another 11, round alfalfa, and another 11, round alfalfa. In the brome, there's 11. There's 14, round prairie. There's 10, round brome, and 12, round CRP. The hay will be all at 12 o'clock noon. In the cattle here this morning, we start at 9:30, 11:30. We'll be on the bred cows, 12 o'clock noon. We will be on a great set of feeder cattle. In the bred cow department, there's about 28 bred cows, folks. We will have them all prigged and mouthed here this morning. And so that will be at 11 o'clock this morning. Most of those are March and April calvers. We do have some that are 4 months along, but various good bred cows here this morning. And the feeder cattle, folks, it's going to start like this, and it is a long list. There's going to be 9 Holstein steers. They're going to weigh 600 out of Friend. 8 black steer and heifers out of Beatrice, 500-pounders, Booten cattle. Terry Teese out of Sterling's got a nice set of 23 black Seminga steer and heifers. Some pretty good replacement heifers on that deal. They're going to weigh 700 to 800. Wallman out of Adams, 19 black heifers. They're going to weigh 6 to 650. Harms at Pickerel, 18 black and red. They're going to be steer and heifers, 7.5. Trout Angus out of Tecumseh, 26 black heifers, 575 to 675. Larry Wallenberg, Beatrice, 32 black Seminga steer and heifers, 7 to 9. Ruge out of Dubois, 130 black steer and heifers, 650 to 7.5. Johnson, Pawnee City, 90 black steer and heifers. They're going to weigh 550 to 700. Drogie's going to have that 70 to 80 mark. They're going to be black steer and heifers. They're going to be 6.5 to 800. Havlett out of Crete, they're going to be 75 black and red steer and heifers, 5 to 600. Holroyd at Wilbur, 35 black and red steer and heifers, 5 to 650. Stahlbaumer at Extel is going to have 35 black steer and heifers. They're going to be 5.5, 600. Weir's, 35 black Angus steers. They're going to be 550 to 675. Harden at Wymore, 25 black Baldy steer and heifers, 5.25, 600. Don Elber Steiner, 70 black and red steer and heifers, 6.5, 700. Vitas Farms, Odell, 25 black steer and heifers, 550 to 6.5. Bus Pickerel, 41 red Angus steer and heifers, 550, 675. Moss at Burr, 42 black and black Baldies are going to be steer and heifers, 6 to 700. Minchow out of Pleasantdale, 41 red Angus steer and heifers, 6.5, 750. Zebatreski, Fairbury, 40 black red, black Baldies steer and heifers, 5.5, 7.5. Tim Tegmeyer, Burchard's got a set of 75 red Angus steers. Guys, they're good, 6 to 700. McLaughlin, Diller, 11 black steer and heifers, 550 to 650. We're buying at Burchard's, got 31 black Angus steers. They're going to be 675 to 800. for Exit Waymore, 30 Black Heifer, 650, 700. We're buying set of Platsmith, 34 Black Semangus steer and heifers are going to be 700. Triple F Farms, Beatrice, 55 Black steer and heifers, 5 to 675. Wiegand out of Beatrice, 40 Black steer and heifers are going to weigh 6 to 800. 44 Black and red steer and heifers, the Hum Cattle out of Palmyra, weighing 600. Stilly out of Pawnee City, 24 Black steer and heifers are going to be 5 to 600. 11 Black Baldy heifers are going to be 550. Warlick Estate at Syracuse. Outstanding run of cattle here today, folks. 9:30 start on the weigh-ups, 11:30 on the bred cows, 12 o'clock noon on the feeder cattle, and the hay will sell outside at 12 noon. Have a great day. Thanks for the business here at Beatrice 77 Livestock. Give us a call, Tanya Rick or Denny at 223-3571. See you later, and keep in mind, you certainly can go online for all the markets, the consignments, the auctioneer's page, or turn on the video at Beatrice77.net.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 18 degrees in Marysville this morning. Middle 30s for a high temperature today.
A heavy snowstorm is never convenient, but it does have its benefits. The pros and cons of snow are next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, here's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, January 10th, the 10th day of the year. RCA introduced the 45 RPM record in 1949, and this was day three of the blizzard of 96. 25 years ago, the northeastern U.S. was reeling from snow totals up to 3 feet. If you live in the snow belt, you should make it a habit to brush the snow off evergreen branches to avoid damage. Heavy wet snow will snap off branches, and in extreme cases, it can uproot entire trees. In moderation, however, a blanket of snow is generally a good thing. It helps to insulate your plants from temperature extremes, prevents frost heaving, and replenishes the groundwater supply. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about weather extremes and find your local forecast at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Kansas State played shorthanded for the second consecutive Big 12 contest as the Wildcats once again got off to a fast start in the first half before running out of steam in the second half in dropping an 81-68 decision to West Virginia before almost 12,000 fans at the WVU Coliseum Saturday afternoon. The Wildcats are now 8-6 and 0-3 in the Big 12. K-State is scheduled to play host to TCU, who's 10-1 at 8 p.m. on Wednesday night at Bramlage Coliseum. And in Lubbock, Texas, the sixth-ranked Kansas Jayhawks saw their eight-game winning streak come to an end on Saturday afternoon at United Supermarkets Arena, falling to number 25 Texas Tech, 75-67. The Jayhawks are now 12-2 on the season, 1-1 in Big 12 conference play. Kansas will return to action tomorrow night at home against Iowa State at 7 o'clock on Big 12 Now on ESPN+. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Wildcat fans, help us pack Primus with purple as your women's basketball team takes on KU in the annual Sunflower Showdown at 6:30 p.m. Wednesday, January 19th. General admission tickets are just $5 when purchased in advance. Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS today to get your K-State versus KU women's basketball tickets. Go Cats!
Friday night basketball scores in girls action. Marysville took Abilene 43-27, while Nego downed Concordia 53-21, and Chapman beat Clay Center 40-28. Hanover girls took Frankfort 59-45, Valley Heights over Troy 72-32, Clifton Clyde beat Axtell 54-31, Donovan West over Washington County 57-35, and Centralia girls beat Lynn 56-33. In boys' play, Abilene over Marysville 74-42, while Mego took Concordia 54-42, Clay Center down to Chapman 77-47, Hanover boys took Frankfort 55-42, Valley Heights over Troy 54-42, Donovan West beat Washington County 51-42, Clifton Clyde over Axtell 48-47, Centralia boys took Lynn 78-23. Monday night tip-offs, Hanover at Diller O'Dell. The game is at O'Dell tonight, live broadcast on FM 95.5, KNDYRadio.com, and on our mobile app. Southern tips off at Weeping Water.
KNDY.
I ain't gonna lie to you and say it didn't hurt to see you with someone new. You were wearing my whole blue shirt, but it didn't kill me until we said hello and I became someone you